I want to go.
You can't go. You're the rector, you're not in the military, and you have a half-grown arm.
MacRobert had said that 20 times before, with the usual effect people had when trying to talk Grace Vata out of what she wanted to do. None.
And you could very well get Kai killed.
How?
No one is going to ignore what the Rector of Defense says, but you have no more experience fighting a space battle than I have making fruitcakes. I know you. You can no more stay in your cabin and keep your mouth shut than you could knock me out with your short arm.
I could try.
Grace, listen this time. I'm not playing protect the sweet old lady. I'm not treating you like a child or a fragile flower of womanhood. I am treating you the way I would treat any fellow professional who wanted to be part of a mission. You are not qualified. You are not capable. You need to stay here and be sure we get the support the fleet needs. And incidentally, ensure that any more of Turek's agents hiding out are found and eliminated. What if Turek decides to make a side trip to wipe out Kai's homeworld?
But you're going.
I'm going because Slaughter Key needs a military person who has a direct connection to Kai and knows she's alive. Someone who she'll recognize and hopefully trust. Our ambassador at Cascadia can't do that. The privateer captains and their military advisors can't do that because Space Force won't necessarily trust them. I'm the one person who can do that.
Oh, you get all the fun. I need some compensation for all the work I put in getting those ships loose and committed to this joint operation.
Well, I'm leaving in 4 hours. Let's get started on that compensation.
8 hours later, settling into his compartment aboard Mandan Reef, one of the heavy cruisers, MacRobert remembered his own first cruise on Paleologus, commanded by the man who was now commandant of the Academy. Instead of a first-shift slot in the crowded crew quarters between missile tubes 5 and 6, now he had a small cabin to himself as the Rector's personal assistant and liaison to the Allied fleet. He had no shipboard duties. He would not be scrubbing latrines to a mirror shine or swabbing the environmental section deck when a culture leaked or washing dishes. And he had no stripes. He wore civilian attire, which felt completely alien aboard ship.
Master Sergeant?
That was a junior enlisted, a mere skinny with the narrow band around the cuff of his shirt and Fenton on his name tag.
Yes.
The youngster almost jumped backward.
I don't bite.
The first officer wanted me to invite you to the bridge, sir.
He was neither a sir nor any longer a Master Sergeant, but the youngster was doing his best to be polite and was probably scared out of any wits he had ever possessed. MacRobert closed the case he'd been unpacking and stowed it, latching the cabinet properly.
Coming.
All the way up ship, he met men and women who knew who he was. Some of them he recognized. Officers he'd harassed and guided when they were cadets. Other enlisted who'd been assigned to Space Force Academy while he was there. Nobody called him Sir MacRobert here, as some now did in government offices. He was apparently still a master sergeant in the eyes of Space Force personnel. Mandan Reef's first officer was Lieutenant Commander Dale. MacRobert remembered him as a brash young man who had required some firm handling, but turned out well in the top fifth of his class.
Captain's in with the Admiral. Suggested I show you the bridge, Master Sergeant. It's been a while.
MacRobert glanced around.
Oh, that it has, Commander. You been with Mandy long?
Year and a half. Commander Saracen brought me along from Firewort.
Dale introduced MacRobert to the rest of the bridge crew.
Captain said you'd be welcome up here any time, except, of course, in combat.
I'll try not to wear out my welcome, Commander.
And as it... I guess you're a civilian, officially. You're welcome to mess with either officers or enlisted.
I haven't been an official civilian that long, Commander. If it won't offend anyone, I'd rather leave the officers to their wardroom and mess and me where I'm comfortable.
Master Sergeant, I have the feeling you are comfortable anywhere from the Pink Palace on down. But suit yourself. Captain said to ask.
MacRobert made it back to his quarters, finished his interrupted unpacking, and wondered how Grace was doing. He had gotten used to being her counterweight, and her being his. A relationship more of working partners than anything else, though the intervals of pleasure were pleasurable. He had arranged additional security for her. She was as accurate with her weaponry as ever. But until that arm was full grown and up to strength, he still worried. They'd found four more of Tyrek's people. He doubted that was all. He ate his first meal aboard at a table of senior NCOs, most of whom he knew. They shared stories of past cruises and adventures. Mandan Reef, steady as the planet itself by feel, gave no sense of motion along any axis. MacRobert hadn't been in space, other than brief trips to Slaughter Key's orbital stations, in several years. He hadn't been aboard one of the heavy cruisers in a decade at least. The first days of the trip were unremarkable. Admiral Padjan asked him for his analysis of the effect on tactics of onboard Ansibles, and MacRobert spent two work shifts writing it out, revising it, then revising it again. He presented his data cubes, text and visuals, to the Admiral's staff, and went back to his own pursuits for another 4 days. With no assigned duties, he used the time in the gym and onboard weapons range, as well as chatting with enlisted personnel, all of them openly curious about his life after retirement, and the Slaughter Key commander of a new joint force who had once been a Space Force cadet. They wanted to hear marvels, he knew. They wanted to hear that she was the smartest, the bravest, the best of all he'd known, his favorite, someone worth trusting, someone who would not waste their lives doing something stupid. This far from grace, he could admit to himself, but Kai had not been his favorite of all the cadets he'd known. Very good, yes. Everything her marks and evaluations promised. But he had pegged her as too upright, too humorless, too conventional a product of a merchant family. His favorite of all time had been a witty rakehell, an admiral's son who escaped trouble by the skin of his teeth time after time, and still topped the charts. Nassim had died 15 years before, no fault of his own, when his ship, exploring a new route, had down-jumped into a large mass. Nassim would not have fallen for the Miznari's sob story. He had political sense from the first day. But then, Kai had never jumped blind and run into a rock. What really irked MacRobert about Kai, he had to admit, was that he had not seen all her potential when she was right there under his eye. He had seen the dedication, the courage, the integrity, but he'd missed the killer Grace had seen. He hadn't even looked for it in a merchant's daughter. He'd thought of the letter of marque more as a way of keeping contact with someone who might be able to supply useful intelligence, who had enough military training to know what might be worth sharing, than as taking the leash off a born combat commander.